In this age of email, cell phones, instant messenger, and all manner of rapid-fire communication, who would bother with an old-fashioned bread-and-butter note anymore? You, if you know what's good for you. That's what author Margaret Shepherd thinks, though she would never put it so crudely, especially if she were saying it in a handwritten note. Margaret Shepherd is a calligrapher by trade. She's written 16 books on the subject, but now she's turned her attention to something more basic, something she says just about all of us can do, no matter our level of education or sophistication. Shepherd's new book is called The Art of the Handwritten Note, A Guide to Reclaiming Civilized Communication. She joins us from Tucson. Hello, Margaret Shepherd.
Hello, Lisa.
So why should people bother with this? Why should people write notes?
If they could be there when the person they're writing to opens that note, I think that would just clinch it. And if they could take the way they feel when they receive a note and hang on to that feeling when they're thinking about whether to write that thank you or phone it in, I think that we would have no problem if you just remembered how good it feels.
Is that the main reason, because it feels so good?
It feels good, and it really communicates. That is, whatever you're trying to say, it almost always arrives looking better in a note. Just think about how you would thank someone for a beautiful dinner party that you attended. Frequently, people will pick up the phone and call, and they'll go, "Oh, I didn't mean to get you. I was trying to get your voicemail." They don't even want to talk to you. That would go better in a note. Email is not good enough. They didn't serve you a TV dinner, so why are you sending them a prefab sort of communication? And a note only takes 5 minutes. It'll be a short five-sentence note, and believe me, people will treasure those short notes because they're better than they have to be.
You have a list of 10 pitfalls or excuses, I guess, that people give about why they don't write notes. Now, we don't have time to go into all 10 of them, obviously, but some of the most popular ones are the ones that people use most often. They say, "My handwriting is bad," or, "Oh, I don't have the time," or, "I don't know what to say." So what's your answer?
I put those 10 excuses in because I was always hearing them from people while I worked on the book. And I even went and did some research on the, "Oh, my handwriting is terrible," excuse. And it turns out that people are 4 or 5 times more critical of their own handwriting than they are of other people's. I mean, that's something wrong with their perception, not wrong with their handwriting.
You mean they haven't had the experience of writing a note to somebody and somebody says to them, "I got your note, but I couldn't read it."
I've had that experience. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Well, you need to write more notes because part of your problem is you're rusty.
What about when people don't know what to say? They just feel that they're, you know, I guess they think they need to be eloquent or poetic, and they just feel at a loss.
I have techniques in the book for visualizing the person right there with you. One of the easy ones is address the envelope while you're thinking about them, or get out some object. And think about the person, and then just say what you would say to them. Don't try to over-intellectualize it. Don't use euphemisms. Don't sort of think of somebody in the middle between the two of you ready to scold you. Just talk to the person. And when the first person calls you up the minute the note arrives and says, "This is so great. I love getting notes," then you'll know that you're sort of over the hump.
I've got to say, I think my favorite sentence in the whole book is the one about kindergarten, where you say, "Use the words you learned in kindergarten. Please, thank you, I'm sorry, good luck, I miss you." I mean, it's just so simple.
The most basic human emotions belong in writing. And I think once you start doing it and hear back from people, you'll just never forget it again. I will say that amongst the many virtues of the handwritten note are that the handwritten note will not disturb the people around you the way a cell phone outgoing or incoming call will. You don't ever have to ask for a no-writing section of a restaurant. You don't have to interrupt one note to answer another note. "Oh, excuse me, I've got note waiting. I have to pick that one up." And you never have an excuse for not writing. You can write in the middle of the desert, and you can mail in the middle of the night when your electricity is off and your server is down.
So that scritching across a page isn't going to disturb anybody.
I have yet to hear anybody say, please put that pen down. We're trying to write over here.
You'd love that day, wouldn't you, Margaret Shepherd?
I would know that a grassroots letter writing campaign had gone over the top.
Margaret Shepherd, her new book is called The Art of the Handwritten Note, A Guide to Reclaiming Civilized Communication. She joined us from Tucson, Arizona. Thank you, Margaret Shepherd.
Oh, you're welcome.